Welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. That's me, Scott Aukerman.
Hi, that's me.
Hey, that's my intonation that I signature.
Nope, I trademarked it.
Alex Fernie.
That's me.
Yeah, there you go. Anthony King.
That's me.
The question. Humans, I like these humans together. These guys all have strong, hard opinions.
Yeah.
That they'll lay out there.
Fuck yeah, I do.
A lot of people have them like behind closed doors. That's easy. These guys will put it out there.
I open the doors.
With your strong
With
opinions?
With my opinions.
It's such a hard one. It opens the door.
It's the lockpick.
What's the strongest opinion you've had lately that other people are like, no?
I
disagree with that.
I put out a tweet ranking all of this sounds very stupid. Ranking all of the Marvel movies from first to last, and people were aghast at how much I disliked Captain America: The First Avenger. I got a lot of shit about that.
Which, in order of Captain America's, was that?
That was the first one. Yeah, the one set in World War II.
Oh,
was that the worst? You thought that was the worst?
That wasn't the worst of the Marvel movies, but it was so low.
Uh-huh.
It was like third to worst.
That's because you didn't agree with its politics, right? You thought
exactly.
The wrong.
It's like, why can't the Red Skull win one?
People called you like an idiot.
Yeah, they're just like, you're wrong. You know. Also, anytime you put out anything about music. People just, you know, I've been like putting playlists up on Instagram recently,
right.
And people are just like, this is dumb, this, you know, stuff like that.
Oh, that's not fair to say. So I could see you saying, calling out something like Alex did the other day about the Hold Steady. I had to call him out on that.
What did you say about the Hold Steady?
I made a list of things I wished I liked.
Yeah.
And the Hold Steady was like sushi, the Hold Steady.
Sushi's crazy too. I wasn't even going to go there with you.
Sushi's harder to argue because it's just like, I don't know. I can't justify it. I just don't like it.
I can see people disliking both of those.
But you sent me two songs. First song didn't do anything for me. The second song,
Chips
I did
Ahoy.
Like. Yeah. I did like that second song.
Kulap can't get past the guy's voice.
It's kind of Bruce Springsteen-y.
It's like Minneapolis,
oh.
You know, which is where she's from, and she still doesn't like it.
Is that what it's like? Is that where he's from?
I don't know. Oh. But it sounds kind of replacements-y or who's
uh-huh.
Gonna
uh-huh. He has a way of singing a lot of his songs. It's just like he's talking out a story. And it's kind of an acquired taste. I can see that. And I really think this guy's going to work. I wanted me to, before I bring him in to sing, and I didn't want to send you a CD or a link or anything like that. I know you're old school. I just wanted to pitch him first. He has a different way of singing.
Look, David, I trust you. You know,
okay.
you've been the best recruiter we've ever had at this label. So if you believe in him, I'm sure I'm going to want to sign him. So bring him on in.
Hey, guys. Got to warm up the old voice.
Hey, very nice to meet you.
Very nice to meet you. What was your name?
This guy's a legend, right?
Yeah, David. Of course. Everyone knows David.
I make connections and I'm taking some photos now.
Hey, you do more than make connections. Come on, David. Don't downplay it.
But you, I mean, you're a legend.
Oh, come on.
In your own right. I mean, come on. I mean, you've produced so many great albums. I mean.
I'm just rich, you know? Like, I pay other people to have taste for me. You know what I mean?
And that's his first song.
That was it. What do you think?
I'm sorry?
I know it came off like complimenting you, but that's his kind of way. That's the new style of singing. The first time I heard it, I thought he was kissing my ass. But then I was thinking about it all the way home.
You don't mind featuring on this track, do you?
I just want to take it back a second because it feels like all we did was have a conversation. I'm not sure when the song.
No, the song started when I walked. Remember when I was like, got to clear my voice?
Yes, I do have
a launched
very
into
clear
it.
Memory.
Yeah.
Really?
No, that was the launch.
Yeah.
That's the second one.
It's very Bob Dylan.
All right, David,
Bob Dylan.
You know I trust you, but this is new.
Okay,
this
he's in the middle of his second song, so you're kind of singing over it.
Okay. Yeah, sorry. We're in the middle of this. Do you mind?
No, I want
Don't
you to
answer.
Do your thing.
That's
Wait,
his song.
Oh, yeah, you're
sorry.
In the. You're, God, you're disrupting the track. Once upon a time.
Can you stop the song?
Do you think I'm a legend?
Those are the lyrics to a song. That's like if the Beatles sang to you, "I want to hold your hand." That's like, you started trying to hold their hand.
Come on.
In the
it's
middle
like,
of the song.
Get away from my hand, bro.
Right. Except that I said that David was a legend, and then
I agree. David is a legend.
Is that just a coincidence that your song was about that?
That's like asking the Beatles, "Do you really love her? Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, or do you know a guy named Sergeant Pepper? Does he really have a Lonely Hearts Club Band?" I mean, I don't know the answers to these questions.
I did wonder that the first time I heard, but that's beside that.
I mean, those are questions I would like to ask the Beatles.
But listen, now that you understand how he does it,
now that you get
you
it,
hear a third.
I would love to hear a third that I'm maybe not featured on.
Okay, great. So you're just going to sit there and be quiet?
Yeah. Yes.
Sorry. Hey, man, can you not talk during the actual song? So you're just going to I'm going to launch into the song and you're just going to like lay back, sit out of it, not actually say anything.
David, what is happening?
Oh, God.
Do you mind?
Hey, let's just a one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
And is this?
Shut up! God!
That's like
God.
The beginning of a Pink Floyd song. You're like, "Whoa, this is all just going to be money sounds?
What, suddenly there's alarm clocks everywhere?" I did think that when I heard that song.
You thought you were in the middle of it all.
The first time I listened to that record, I went to sleep. And that's like, what, track four or something like that? And I thought I was late for work.
You have that many alarm clocks?
I do. I have to set that many in case they all break.
I'm not done.
I'm so sorry.
We cut to the alarm clock store as Scott returns.
Hey, yeah.
Hey man.
Thank you so much for seeing me today.
It's a store. We have normal hours. You don't have to thank me for being open.
No, that's just the way I was raised. I'm very polite. Okay.
It feels like it puts me on the spot. I don't.
Well, I mean,
you're welcome. I don't know why I came out. It's just early.
No, I mean, it's not that early. I mean, you say you have normal hours.
Yeah, but it's still early. Well, I was up late
last
night.
You just opened.
Yeah.
Okay. Look, I want to return 18 alarm clocks.
18 alarm clocks?
18. He dumps out a bag of different size alarm clocks.
Okay.
Even a little cuckoo clock.
Hey. First of all.
Wow, this one, I didn't think it cuckooed, but it actually just started right when I dumped it out onto the...
First of all, if you're returning something, don't just dump them out of a sack onto the floor, okay? This whole exchange started off bad. It keeps being bad.
It started off bad because you would not accept a thank you. Do you ever think about that?
No, I know I should have accepted, but if you walk into a store and just say thank you for seeing me, it makes everybody not understand what's happening.
You don't thank people for every interaction that you have?
No, I thank them when there's a reason to...
Thank you for that.
No, for answering you honestly?
Yes, you answered me honestly. I appreciate it.
Don't thank me for the rest of this conversation. We'll deal with this.
This is
going
to be really tough to do.
We'll just work through it.
Okay.
Well, let's pick some of these up. What's wrong with these? Besides, you thought the cuckoo clock didn't cuckoo, and it does, but you still want to...
I really want to thank you for that question.
Don't thank me for it.
Don't thank you?
Don't thank me for it.
Did you say do thank you?
No, I didn't. You said don't thank me, and then you asked if I said do thank you.
I just want to make sure.
So that exchange didn't go well, and eventually Scott got on this kind of like blacklist in the alarm clock industry, and we cut to his the sixth store of the weekend, him visiting to try to buy a new alarm clock.
Hey, thank you so much for seeing me. I know who you are. God damn it! Was it the thank you?
We see there's a little flyer up on the wall that says the opening line that Scott always says. And also his dirty t-shirt, he never seems to change.
I'm going to have to ask you to leave the store.
I thank you for that. I appreciate that sentiment. But I would really rather return all of these
alarm
clocks.
You're not wanted here.
Look, I bought these.
Look, we're closing. It's 5:05.
Your store hours are insane. I camped out here until 5 p.m. until you opened, and now you're closing 5 minutes later?
That's right. There's not a lot of need for an alarm clock store.
No, there's not. I agree, which is why when I return something, I wish that you know, one of the only stores in town that sells alarm clocks, it seems like there's six of them.
I got a delivery.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's that newfangled Splingo Splango alarm clock.
Oh, yeah, the Splingo Splango.
Splingo
yeah.
Splango. I'm interested. What is this? I might buy some of these.
You need to leave.
Look, I'm a customer.
You said some of these. We're only giving out one per store right now.
You're only giving out one per store?
Yeah, they're in high demand across the world. Not many have been made. They take so long to make, and they're so perfect.
My interest is piqued. What is this?
You aren't the owner of the store, sir, so.
I'm a customer. I'm the guy who might buy it.
He's not a customer. You're not welcome. You're trespassing.
So just sign here.
Yes, thank you.
And here.
Thank you.
Just a little fingerprint.
Hold on. I have my own ink pad.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. What is it? Sir, what does it do?
None of your business. Sir! You can find out from this guy.
Can you at least tell me what this does so I can... Can you at least tell me what this does so I can go to another store and
buy it? It's a Splingo Splango alarm clock. That's as much as I feel like I need to tell you.
Well, what are the features?
So what are you going to do? Buy it and return it?
Maybe I don't have to return it. Maybe this is the one alarm clock that I don't have to return. Did you ever think about that? Maybe
I can't believe I'm asking this, but what has been your problem with all of the alarm clocks you have?
They're just not polite enough. They don't thank me for waking up.
Well, the Splingo Splango is the rudest alarm clock that's ever been put on the market.
What does it do? I mean, how rude could it actually be?
Oh, it's very rude. Fine. You know what? I'm going to do a little demo.
Okay. Should I pretend I'm asleep?
Hold on. I'm going to set it for 5:07.
Okay.
Okay. You can pretend you're asleep if you want.
Okay. So
it does work better that way.
Okay.
It works best if you are actually asleep, but I don't have time to wait for you to fall.
Wake up, cunt. Wake up, cunt.
Jesus Christ.
Wake up, cunt.
Hey, Joe, we're doing a demo right now.
So I'm just pretending to be asleep, okay?
Yeah, he's not actually asleep. I'm trying to show him the Splingo Splango.
Is it against the rules to fall asleep in this store or something? It seems like this would be the one alarm clock store.
So if people are sleeping in here, it kind of means that we're not a very good store.
Okay,
so
I guess that's why Joe gets upset.
We cut to Scott at home the next morning, and he wakes himself up early because he's so excited about his new Splingo Splango.
Oh, God, that constant pinching of myself while I was sleeping finally paid off. Whew, I can't wait for my Splingo Splango to go off. Okay, let me check the time on this. Good, 3:55 p.m. All right, I got a good 5 minutes to wait for this. Oh, I wonder what it's going to do. There's no instructions on this. I'm sorry. Honey, did I wake you up?
You know I have to work late at the ER. What are you doing?
I thought it was the
That's how it reads on paper.
You've never said it out loud.
I'm a doctor. What do you think? Where's an that would be working?
I have no idea. This is the first time that you and I have ever had a conversation about this.
Okay, now I'm up. I might as well just turn off the alarm clock.
No, don't turn it off!
Do not hit me.
I'm sorry, but it's just the way you're acting.
Now I gotta go to the ER for me.
Oh, physician, heal thyself, I guess.
I've never heard that before. Closes the door, and he's left. There's only 1 minute left till the Splingo Splango goes off for the first
60
time.
60 seconds, now 50 seconds, now 40 seconds. Time moves so quickly when you're so excited. 30 seconds, 20 seconds, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Beep.
That's it. That's it?
You wanted something more, didn't you?
Beep. Wait, can you hear me?
I can hear you. And from now on, all you're going to get is one little beep every morning.
One little beep?
One little beep.
That's not going to wake me up.
Yeah. Suck a dick.
Let's talk some more about that.
Humans, what about you, Anthony? What's the name of your show where you did it last night?
Shut Up, I Hate You?
Stop that. Just give me the name of your show. So Shut Up, I Hate You, that is pretty much the premise of the show, right? Giving strong opinions, am I right?
Yeah, basically. Everyone fighting about politics and pop culture.
Okay. Now, what's one that you've given? The same question I gave to Scott, that a majority of people were saying, wait a minute, slow down.
last night I said that I think it'd be cool to wear a sweater made out of dog hair.
And you really believe that? Or are you just stirring it up?
No, it's hard to make small talk, and that would be like an instant small talk conversation. But then the debate was whether that would make me a pariah right away. If I could explain my way through it.
If it was the skin of a dog versus like shedded dog hair, that's what you're saying?
No, shedded dog hair, not a skinned dog.
Oh, that's different.
But like woven dog hair.
But it would be shedded, not shaved. Or
It could come from a dead dog.
Ooh.
But the more idea was that you harvest your dog's hair over a long period of time until you have enough to make a sweater. And I think that actually sounds kind of like a good idea. It's your dog. You love your dog. And now you can make, it's like having
it's like getting a hug from your dog.
That's right, all day long.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I'm worried about is what your dog would think of it if you're wearing
its hair. Would your dog think that you were him?
Thinks it's a mirror?
Some dogs can't see in mirrors. Maybe this would be.
It was more revelation. Would the dog like hate you, like bark at you nonstop if you were wearing its hair?
Well, if you were to were to shave me and wear a sweater,
you would
of
be upset?
My hair, I would probably be upset.
But what if I was harvesting your hair for months and months?
So you knew it was falling out of my head, like
in
you
this
were.
Context,
you
about that's it. Worse now.
Yeah, let's take this to it's your wife's long, beautiful hair that you're making into a sweater.
That I'm harvesting?
Yeah, you're harvesting. She's fully aware of it. She's on board.
I like there's go all the drains no in the bathroom. I pull the hair out. Anything.
Or whatever. You look cut, at her pillow you cut it when it gets long.
Oh, I cut. I'm actually shearing her.
Yeah.
Is it a mixture of pubes and head hair?
Jesus Christ, Scott.
These are the questions I would ask.
It's the most beautiful parts of her.
You make the seams out of pubes. So
you think the
rip.
Pubes are the most beautiful part of a woman?
Dalton, go to Wacko's. It's a haircut place. Not literally go there, but on your on your computer, go there.
Dalton, get out of here and go to Wacko's.
Go to Wacko's.
No, go to Yelp. Their Yelp review.
.com.
Of Wacko's, and I think it's one of the top ones for some reason. But this, when I was looking up the phone number, maybe it's their Google review. It doesn't matter. But some woman complained, gave them a 1-star review because they cut her, I think she called it her angel hair. And I guess if you never cut your bangs from when you're a baby, like you never ever cut it, like some really soft, beautiful hair stays there.
Like fuzz, like baby fuzz?
I've never heard of this before. Let's get a definition there, Alan. You look up the definition of angel hair.
Baby fine hair.
Baby fine hair?
I think so.
And if is there a phenomenon of adults keeping it?
And is there a different phenomenon of other adults licking it?
You have to make that choice early.
Yeah. That's not a choice that you can make either. That's one that's made for you.
That's very true.
In a way.
But she was like, and she cut my baby hair, or my angel hair that I had my whole life, and you can't ever replace
that. That had to be, because she had to be someone who defined herself by that every party, being like, you see this hair? This is 40-year-old hair.
Oh, got to clear my old throat. Hey, how's it going? I'm here. I'm at the party. You invited me.
Hey, man.
Thank you so much.
Hey, just do me a favor.
What's up?
Don't bring up your weird, I shouldn't say weird, don't bring up your angel hair, your bangs thing.
Did you say do bring up my angel hair?
You heard what I said.
Did I?
Dude, I have to. Almost ruined my last party.
How did I almost ruin your last party? I mean, everyone seemed to have a good time.
Because you somehow make it like an angry argument. It's like, okay, you have your original baby bangs.
Well, it's not that weird. I mean, you know, a lot of babies don't like to cut their hair, and they grow up with their hair, and they don't ever want to cut it. It's not that weird. Fuck you.
Second person at the party. Hey, you invited me. You invited me.
Hey,
you decked
it up. I was invited too.
Oh, that's so crazy. Good to see you.
Hey, what's your name?
My name's Daniel.
Daniel, so nice to meet you.
Yeah, what's your name? You going to tell me?
It's coming. Wait for it. Josh. That's not me shushing you. That's the end
Josh,
of my name.
Your name is Josh.
Josh,
fun.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, I noticed you looking at the top of my brow.
I guess so. Jesus. I was just trying to memorize your face.
Can you guys believe Trump and all this shit going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can. Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt. I'm the caterer. I just need to ask a question. The scampi's almost ready, and we're about to put the pasta in. Is there a type of pasta that you want the scampi to be put on for the meal?
What type of pasta did you want?
Just come here.
I'm sorry?
I do prefer Angel
Hair. Hey, speaking of Angel Hair!
Jesus, God damn it.
I noticed you looking up at the top of my forehead, and I still have my Angel Hair. Are you looking at it right now, baby fine hair?
Nobody knows what you're talking about. You have to explain that.
Let me explain. You've seen Dracula.
Which one? I've seen them all, but yes. But which one are you referring to?
Well, I mean, the Gary Oldman one is really good, but yeah. I'm mainly classic Bela Lugosi.
Okay, yeah, got it.
Okay, you know that widow's peak that he has? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Eddie Munster also commonly has a widow's peak.
Yeah, no, I know what a widow's peak is. You could have just said you know what a widow's peak is, but yeah.
Well, you know English,
can we just talk about the Munsters? That'll just be fun. We'll just remember the Munsters.
Hold on, let's see where this is going. This man only has a widow's peak, and I was too weird. I felt weird asking, but he's leading us there.
Okay, you notice how I've shaved every other part of my head. Other than my widow's peak.
It looks like you have a second big eyebrow and you're concerned.
That's a common mistake. Yeah. I'm not concerned. I'm actually totally stoked to talk about my angel's hair. This is angel's hair. This is what this is. I've never cut this part of hair on my body. I've cut everything else.
Okay. Anyway, Trump.
I'm so sorry. So you want... Which kind of pasta? I couldn't. You were whispering. You were whispering. I couldn't.
Were you invited to this party?
I'm actually being paid to be here. We were both invited.
Yeah, we were invited.
Congratulations.
Yep. Paperless post.
Okay, it's angel's hair. You happy? That's the kind of pasta. Just because I don't like thick.
Thank you. Jeez, was that so hard to talk about my angel's hair?
I wasn't talking. I'm talking about the fucking pasta we're gonna eat. Don't get upset about that either.
Why do they call that angel's hair? It's so weird. It's not like a widow's peak.
You're very concerned about this.
What makes it angel's hair is that it's thin, not that it's a widow's peak.
I'm not
Tone
concerned.
It down, but you are so angry. You look so angry.
This is a common mistake. I'm not angry. This is not an eyebrow. This is actually just my angel's hair. Yeah, look downward a little bit.
Okay, yeah, I see the second. Yeah, okay. Sorry.
Anyway, why do they call it angel's hair? It's interesting, you know? I mean, it's
why don't you look it up? We can all look up things on our phone now.
That's not fun. I mean, I'm trying to start a conversation.
I don't know. I mean, I do know, but it's the thin. It's the thinnest of all the pastas.
Oh, it's thin like this hair on the top of my head?
Yes. All right. That's what we want. You just get your answer question.
Thank you. I am going to have to start over because I had the scampi on, and it took a lot longer to get the answer than I thought it would. So it's just a little bit.
You are so concerned about the scampi overcooking.
Actually, I am. I don't mean to offend you. No, I'm a big fan of scampi, but this is actually
you're being sarcastic.
No, you're looking at the wrong eyebrows. You got to look downward a little bit.
Oh, okay.
See, I'm very friendly. Very friendly.
Hi, yes.
Smiling. Okay. Yeah. Don't worry about this. Yeah.
So you just have a third eyebrow.
Can I explain this, actually? Are you confused about this?
At this point, the scampi's ruined, so you might as well.
Wait, do you have other food, though?
I have extra.
Wait, no. You got to look up at... Oh, I now am concerned.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you have other food?
Yes, I'm a caterer, so...
You brought something else other than the scampi. Wait, you say you're a caterer as if caterers have all food at their disposal at all times.
Okay, now you're kidding me about something that has nothing to do with angel's hair.
Okay.
Well, you're ruining my party.
The guy says that he's out of food.
I'm a caterer. I know what caterers have. Excuse me, sir. What do you do for a living other than furrow your brow?
I'm a makeup artist.
Really?
We get to... Okay, and... just leave my brows alone.
Yeah, I can totally leave your brows alone, but would you like me to leave your third brow alone? I don't want to cut that without asking your permission.
I don't have a third brow. Can you just get under my eyes and we'll be done here?
Are you sure you don't want me to accentuate, that little piece of hair on the top of your head? It's not a widow's peak, necessarily.
Of course it's not.
I'm not saying you look like... Dracula, the classic Dracula, not the Gary Oldman Dracula.
Who's your supervisor? Would it be the line producer?
I guess executive producer and star of the show.
I don't think that's your immediate
Should we get him in here?
Is there a problem? Is there a problem over here? Hi, I'm the executive producer and star of the show. I just want to make sure everything's going.
Hi, Gary.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. This woman here is asking for my supervisor, I guess.
This woman here?
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. I don't want to be a diva or anything like that. And I'm not trying to insult your work, but it just seems this makeup artist is always trying to make me look like them.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I know what looks good.
Yeah.
I look in the mirror every day.
But even if that's true, you don't want every character to have this big choice of having a third brow.
Well, as the EP and star, I don't think it's up to you to say what we want in this picture. We might. Yeah. want everyone to look exactly the same.
Thanks, Gary. I mean, no, when you were in Dracula.
yeah. I mean, we basically made a mistake. We didn't do that. We went with that big bun thing that I wore.
Dracula doesn't have a bun. He's got a widow's peak.
I haven't slept since we made that movie regretting that choice. Yeah. So we're going to fix it here, and everyone's going to have the triple brow.
Look at how concerned he is about this issue.
I'm very concerned. All three of my brows are pointed down towards my nose.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my mistake. I didn't know everyone was Draculas.
No problem. Now, please.
Wait. You didn't realize you're a Dracula?
The name of this movie is Everyone is Draculas.
Humans, springtime's here, summertime's here. It's time to hit the reset button, maybe cook a little better for yourselves. Personally, I don't like to have to go look up a recipe and then go figure out all the ingredients I got to buy. But with Blue Apron, they just send the ingredients to you. They send all that stuff already chopped up and already ready to go to you in a good amount. You can have some warm smoked trout and asparagus salad, some zucchini enchiladas. Some vegetable tostadas. Is that how you say it? With some cilantro rice. I know I don't pronounce some of these. Peach honey glazed chicken. I know I'm saying that right. With mashed sweet potatoes. Humans, that's what you would get upcoming meals. What deal do they have for you right now? Let me see if you deserve it. Let's see here. Check out this week's menu. Get first three meals free. Why do you humans even deserve that? They're just going to give you free food with free shipping. And all you have to do is go to blueapron.com/improv. Do you still, slackers still a thing? You slackers, that's how you're going to get through a week. Just getting that free blueapron.com food. You better go to /improv. Let them know we sent you. But humans, what's it come down to once you get on this? Less than $10 per meal. You can customize your recipes. You can say, I do not like radishes. That's what I say. So don't. Too crunchy and weird, tasting like a root. I guess it is a root. Anyway, humans, blueapron.com/improv. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
Let us hear some questions submitted by our listeners.
We're going to the Twitter line right now.
Ooh.
Where intro questions and suggestions are thrown out. What's the weirdest or funniest thing that's happened to you during sex? What is the worst Father's Day gift you've ever given? Oh, my God. Father's Day was a nightmare yesterday.
What'd you get?
It wasn't what I got. It was
that
someone told Sydney at some point, and I think it was Danielle, that every day is Kids Day. And just started on Mother's Day and then continued on Father's Day, or we shouldn't even mention to her that it was Father's Day.
Meaning every day but Mother's Day and Father's Day is Kids Day, or including Father's Day?
This is the way she interprets it, is that every time – let's start on Mother's Day. Everything that mommy got, whether it's a card or a gift or special treatment, she was going to get equal – So she's psyched about the Mother's Day, but she wants a present too. And like yesterday when I finally got my present, like at the end of the day, she started crying with tears like, where's my Kids Day present?
Okay, two things. One, why are you getting your present at the end of the day?
Is this like she was going hard day's work? Oh, dude. It was like this all day. Like, she won a Kids Day treatment the whole day. So I never even had time to pretend to enjoy Father's Day.
What kind of insane person tells this to a kid? Like, I would think
This is how Sydney put it to me. Someone told me that Kids Day is every day. So today is Kids Day. And when they told me that, I made a promise. She said, I made a promise, like, this is beyond my control. These are just the rules. I have to honor the promise that I made, that I would honor this kid's day, so.
Have you considered that Sydney is a genius, and this is the greatest manipulation any
it's
child
It's like a willful
ever
misinterpretation of a thing that kids get told.
This is like Kevin Spacey, Usual Suspects type of shit.
She is manipulative and a genius, that is for sure. Yeah, she knows she's manipulating us.
Because it probably, I mean, often like Mother's Day or Father's Day, kids will go like, why isn't there a kid's day? And then parents will say, every day is kid's day.
Maybe that's
so she took that and went, every day?
So it's the loophole. She's like, well, every day is today.
That's
you
right.
said it.
And if you're getting this, I deserve equal.
Because I don't get this every day.
Right. So it is beautiful lawyer logic.
How long, I mean, did she wake up today and say, it's kids' day, where's my present?
Today, she was so upset at the end of the night that she said, tomorrow for kids' day, because tomorrow is also kids' day. Because I'd gotten a card, that was it. I'd gotten a Father's Day card, and she hadn't gotten a kids' day card.
Who wants a card? What? Okay, now I'm
kind
of wondering
she
about
got a card.
Who, so a she card wanted is the worst gift.
She wanted a card snuck under her pillow. So when she woke up, and she asked for it to be snuck under that while she was sleeping, and then she woke up today, and we thought she would just forget about it. We're like, okay, fine, there'll be a card snuck under your pillow. Like an hour after she's been up, she starts going, wait a minute, why is there not a card? And then Danielle ran in my room. He's like, you got to make a card right now.
Oh, you're capitulating to this?
I made a card. I went and snuck it under her pillow because she was in another room at that point. I go, I don't think you looked under your pillow. And she's like, I did. I turned it over. And she went back in there. And then I heard that I'm upstairs at that point. I hear her upset again. It's not a card because a card opens. Oh. And I just done it on a sheet of paper versus folding it.
I hope this continues to 18 years old every day.
Every night she's like, well, I assume tomorrow I would get a card.
I guess if it did continue, you would then like assert the Jewish part of your heritage and say she was a grown-up at like 13 or something like this.
Wait a minute.
Like you're no longer a kid at 13 instead of going to 18.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Wow, you lost me there. I kind of remember that one.
Sorry, all you heard was Jew and you got offended?
I don't remember the being an adult at 13 part.
Papa? Papa?
Yes?
I have a complaint.
Honey, what's going on?
Thinking about this, I feel like we have not been celebrating Kids' Day with enough bombast.
Okay, are we going to go through this again?
Yes, we are going to go through this again. When I was 4 or 5, a one-sided card cut it. But now that I'm 16, I need more for kids' days.
Okay. When you were a kid, you're a teenager now.
Well, I still consider myself a kid.
See, I think I've already got you.
Can I join the army?
I already got you.
Can I join the army?
No, but can I, as a parent, change the rules? I would change the rules to allow you to join the army at 16 if I could.
Well, run for president, Papa. You can't do it.
Hey, honey, where'd you put the towels?
They're up in that upper shelf in the closet.
Are they on the towel shelf?
Please put the towels on the towel shelf.
What are you guys talking about here?
I'm glad you're here, Mama. I want you to say something to Papa to tell him.
Is this about running for president again? Because
Okay. Do you remember when I was 7 years old and you said to me, you will always be my kid?
You will always be my kid.
Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it goes without saying. You're always going to be my... Yeah, it sounds like something I would say.
Well, then I would like to enter that into evidence.
Well, that's mother. Then she has to celebrate Kids' Day. I feel like I never said that.
Is this about that's Kids' Day? This is the Kids' Day? Kids' Day?
It is, Mama.
Every day with this.
Yes, every day with this.
When are you going to grow out of this, honey?
I will grow out of this as soon as you all learn where the towels go.
Well, with your father, that's going to be a long time, apparently. Why is it so hard? We have a shelf for towels.
must I be attacked for everything? Can we just figure out what bombast means to you?
Yes, pomp, circumstance, horns, celebration, confetti, streamers, bunting.
Shouldn't you be dating by now?
Kids don't date.
Yeah, that's your problem. You are stuck in this kids' day.
Yeah, honey.
And you want to stick in kids' day, so you're not maturing is what's really going on
here. I heard that Sandra Bartleby, she was interested in you.
I don't like Sandra Bartleby. I find girls...
What about her twin brother, Tom Bartleby?
I don't like Tom
either way. Either way, just start dating so we can stop giving you presents every day.
You will give me presents every day, and I would like it to have more bombast.
Oh...
What's this? What's this?
What is
it's
this?
It's a surprise
Wonderful.
For Kids Day.
Why are you supporting this?
Every day has been Kids Day for the past 16 years.
I will open the door,
I'm not going to not celebrate Kids Day.
Creak.
Hello.
Happy, happy Kids Day. Happy, happy Kids Day. Every day is Kids Day. Happy, happy Kids Day.
You forgot the second verse.
Oh, sorry. Tomorrow is Kids Day. The next day is Kids Day. Yesterday was Kids Day. Today is Kids Day.
Ah,
wonderful.
Good.
Carry me down the street.
We cut down to Tea Party headquarters. What do you mean I need more of a platform? My platform is we should be able to have
you are
teenagers
sinking.
That are 16 years
you
old.
You are sinking in the polls right now.
That's just not something that people care about enough to
vote
for.
That's all I know about. I don't know about politics. I just know about what blue-collared people want. We want our kids to leave at 16.
Look, I don't want to speak out of turn, but last night in the debate, you were really flummoxed when your opponent just said why. And your only reason was because you don't want to give presents to your kid every day.
You have to be able to answer the basic questions about your platform.
We cut to the next debate.
I guess I have one question. You've heard this question before.
Damn it. His time's up. His time's up, right?
Fuck!
No, sorry. You still have 90 seconds.
Okay, forget what I just yelled.
The record will show. Strike that.
Strike what I just yelled.
Oh, come on. That should count.
We as the audience agree. We will not remember what was just said by that candidate.
Undecided voters.
With my 60 seconds that I have left, I would like to ask one simple question. That my opponent can't answer. And it is...
What is it?
Why?
Damn it.
Thank you.
Sir, you have to answer the question.
I have 40 seconds left to let that sit.
You're just going to let it sit for 40
let
seconds?
Let it sit.
All right. 40. 30.
Flop
time
sweat.
Moves quickly. 20. 10.
More flop
9,
sweat.
8. 7, 6, 5,
fidgeting.
4, 3, 2,
I see my time.
Thanks, I guess. All right, now, go ahead and answer.
Most Washington politicians would try to pull the wool down over your eyes and say something like, because our armies need younger men. But I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say the truth.
Let the record show that we do not remember him saying that the audience.
We'll strike that from the record. No one remember that he said because we need younger people in the Army.
It's because I don't want to give my child any more presents on Kids Day, which is every day.
You don't want to give your... I know I'm the moderator, and I shouldn't be... aghast like this, but you don't want to give your kid more presents on Kids Day?
Well, that's not exactly what I said. It's one present per Kids Day. I don't anymore want to give my kids present.
Now I get it.
Every Kids Day.
I thought you were saying you didn't want to give more presents.
You mean
like
2 to 3 presents per Kids Day? I don't want to give any presents on any Kids Day.
Well, I'll tell you what my platform is. And it's that my opponent needs to give more presents on every Kids Day. That's the only element of my platform, is that you individually, sir,
you know,
must
what
give
everyone's
more presents.
Failing to see is you really have no platform either, except for my platform.
I moved to
weird.
Have that stricken from the record.
Never
I moved to
heard
have that stricken from the record.
You said.
We agree. We don't remember this.
We're striking what you said from the record. We're remembering everything you said.
Wonderful.
Why aren't you making more motions to strike things, by the way? He's been doing it the entire debate. It's working out great.
So Fernie actually did win that election, but we cut to his first day in office.
Sir, what which legislation would you like to put forward first?
Oof.
It's a big deal to put your first legislation. Yeah. It kind of sets the agenda of what is important
Remember
to you.
Your campaign promises, your constituency is going to want to make sure that you take care of them. Mm-hmm. What would you like to do on your first day?
What's good for lunch around here?
Well, we do have
a menu book or something.
You like Sbarro?
Yeah, I love it.
Messenger here. Do you need anything run over to state Congress?
Actually,
first legislation?
This is we were chance. Just getting to it. How long do you have? Can you hold on a second?
I'm disposed. It's usually I'm out the door before brunch.
Oof. Before brunch?
Before brunch.
Yeah. Midway between breakfast and lunch?
Yeah.
Well, I really only had one idea, and it was to make one guy have to give more presents to his kids. So,
I mean,
just jot that down.
You did run on that.
Yeah.
That was Although a I will big, say, important part. In the exit polls, your constituency did not vote for you for that reason because they said they weren't allowed to say that they remembered that that was what you had said.
That's right.
Yeah, it was weird at the end of that debate. You struck everything.
The whole debate.
The whole debate. The whole debate.
Yeah.
A genius move, which got you elected.
Got me elected. But,
people don't remember that.
I am here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to put that into law? How this is a weird time to ask. How are laws made?
We cut to a rally where we see photos of that man who didn't want Kids Day to have more presence. We cut to him at large photos up on the screen behind Fernie that show him buying multiple toys at and everybody in the rally cheering.
I fulfilled my weird promise, thus making me one of the most successful presidents of all time. I have a 100% success ratio with my promises. I made one, and I did it. Now let's all go to Sbarro and fucking go to town on some meatball pizza. USA! USA!
And the cheers kind of die out as we cut through the months and then a couple of years into his term where no one's showing up to these rallies anymore because nothing else has been done in legislation besides that one law of making that one guy buy more toys on Kids Day.
I still have to do this. I still have to do the rally. There's literally no one there. I have to go out there and talk to no one?
Yes. We announced a rally, and the press will crucify you if you don't actually
There's
do the
actually
rally.
No press.
How will they
here?
Know?
How are they going to know? If
oh, they'll find out on Twitter.
Are you leaking to the press?
Hey, don't accuse me of leaking.
We cut to
I accuse you of leaking.
We cut to the war room of his reelection campaign. As they look at the chalkboard, which has under the word platform, nothing.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, here's my plan.
Yeah.
I think we should just strike from the record the last 4 years and we just do the same thing.
The kid is 20 now.
Oh, fuck.
He can join the army. He has, in fact, joined the army.
Oh, good.
And he's dead.
Oh, boy.
That's right. The poll numbers are really turning against
you.
Oh,
yeah.
They're thinking if he had joined the army earlier, he would have been able to have been done with
this is unorthodox.
By the time he was.
This is unorthodox, but I do have an idea to kind of save your poll numbers.
Well, let's hear it.
I have filled out adoption papers on behalf of the former candidate.
We got to learn
we
that
can
guy's
sneak,
name.
We sneak a kid into that house.
Yeah.
And then I go undercover. I put cameras everywhere.
Honey.
And we show that he hasn't bought.
There's something in our closet. I think it's a
raccoon. Is it towels? Did you finally put the towels in the right place?
Fan of Hollywood Handbook, you guys got to check out the Hollywood Masterclass with Shonk Lemons on Stitcher Premium. Is that a real name, Kevin?
It's Sean Clemens. It's his like.
Well, that's not a real name then.
What the
hell? Humans in the Hollywood Masterclass, Shonk Lemons guides Hollywood Handbook recurring guest Bang Rogeman. Who's that? Is that you?
It's Ben Rogers.
Okay.
Bang Rogeman.
So that's not a real name.
Correct.
Just letting you know. And they don't let up until they completed their contractual agreement. This is a 6-episode Stitcher Premium exclusive. You know that thing we used to call how. To hear the trailer and start your free trial, just go to StitcherPremium.com/masterclass. Use promo code IMPROV at checkout to get 1 month free trial. StitcherPremium.com/masterclass, promo code improv.
Let us hear some questions submitted by our listeners.
Would you rather know how you will die or exactly when you will die?
Ooh.
Ooh, boy. How?
How, because then you could avoid it for as long as possible.
Yeah, and I feel if I knew when.
It didn't work for Sleeping Beauty, though.
Yeah, you're right.
Big Sleeping Beauty head over here.
Huge.
Always about Sleeping Beauty.
Wait a minute, I don't understand. How did she already knew?
She didn't die, she just went to sleep.
Yeah, well, what's the difference? That's the same thing.
She got hit by a bus like 50 years later.
So when does Sleeping Beauty get told that she's going to be put?
Her parents are told when she is a baby that she's going to, on her 16th birthday, prick her finger on a spinning wheel. And so they send her away into the woods to keep her from that, but it still happens.
But don't they not tell her?
Yeah, they don't tell
That's
her.
That's on the parents. They are just like, hey, we know what will happen to you, and they just don't tell her.
Yeah, they also don't see her for 16 years. Yeah.
Why send her away that early if they know what's happening?
I know. There's a lot of plot holes in Sleeping Beauty, but it's the best
movie. But you
love it. It's the best movie of all time. But there's a lot of plot holes.
Yeah, send her away at 15.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the awareness, hey, don't touch a spinning wheel for the next two.
Why do the fairy godmothers have to turn themselves into normal people in order to watch her? I don't know.
That's part of the movie?
Mm-hmm. They also do that.
What were they before they were normal people?
They were like fairy godmothers, basically. Like, okay, they're all kind of like
let's
wizard.
Let's cut to the more pragmatic, realistic. And you need to wear these gloves for at least a year and 2 years to be safe.
Yeah.
It's basically chainmail.
Okay.
You're not going to be able to play piano anymore.
What?
At least for a couple of
years. Wait, did you play piano already?
Beautifully.
Piano. Oh, okay. Well, this is a blow.
I'm just telling you, okay?
Okay.
You know, you can.
Well, maybe
you
I'll
can
just
write awkwardly.
You could probably get someone to make you a piano with extra wide keys.
That's a waste of time. Just for 2 years.
And I'm sorry, can you just again tell me why? Why won't you tell me why I need to wear these gloves?
I think we should tell her.
Should we tell her?
I can't.
I've already
turned. Why? Why do you say we can't?
Because as soon as you tell someone not to do something, they immediately do it.
But she's mature enough not to be that way.
You've told me that I am not supposed to tell her, so I immediately want to do it?
Isn't that true? You just said you want to tell her.
I kind of really want to tell her because she would be protected from her fate, that she could change it.
I can help you. Whatever you're trying to get me not to do, I can help you if you tell me.
Put your gloves back on, please.
Oh, sorry. How about if we just want to pet this cat?
What if we give her clues, and if she guesses, then it's okay?
Oh, that's fine.
What kind of clues? Do they have to rhyme?
Yeah, like all clues. No, like all clues, they have to rhyme.
Okay.
You want that?
Well, it sounds more fun, doesn't it?
It's a fun little game.
I'll allow it, because there's no way she would ever guess it.
Okay.
Are you moderating this debate between us, by the way? All right, go. You start us off.
Okay. Your negative fate will end in being dicked.
Well, that did not rhyme.
Well, I think I'm gonna say, I think she's getting somewhere with this.
It did
Your
rhyme.
Negative fate will end
in being dicked.
If there's more, it rhymes. If not, then none of those words rhyme.
None of those words rhyme. I thought the end of the rhyme is what it is.
Okay, we need a separate sidebar meeting for the rules on these.
I'll go
rhymes.
Oh, I hear puzzle over that for
a
while.
Your thought of the rhyming was that
the answer to the rhyme is in the rhyme. Is in rhyme.
So I have to fill the other part of the
couplet.
Wait,
wait, wait. So I'm supposed to give a rhyme,
much more difficult
and,
than
does she answer in rhyme?
Yes. That's
or she just,
yes, she answers in rhyme.
Yes, that was my fault. I misunderstood what was happening. Yes.
So you have to give a complete rhyme, and she then answers in rhyme.
Well, you go. I obviously fucked up the first one.
All right.
It's your idea.
Your negative fate.
I don't even like rhyme.
All right.
Well, and you being dick.
Here we go.
I find rhyming a little short form for my taste, but go ahead.
Wait, what is short form?
Short form spell clues.
The fate of which she speaks, of you being dicked, tends to linger when this particular thing happens to your finger.
Oh, okay.
I think that was just on the nose. I feel like I could have said pricked now.
Wait, hey, you just told her.
I can't
you
prick
told
my
her
finger.
Finger.
I can't prick my finger.
You just said finger in the rhyme.
Prick.
This is what I was worried about.
Shit! She's not even 16 yet.
She wanted to do it. You're right.
All right, points to Scott.
Crap on YouTube.
We should crap on YouTube, Brett. What do we have? Anything?
Yeah. Man gets rude woman to reimburse him for a movie ticket after bad date.
Man.
I feel like we've seen this one.
Hold on. Let me parse this out. Man.
No. Man.
Okay, I got that. I'm picturing
rude.
That.
Rude's in quotes.
Man gets rude woman
to reimburse him for movie ticket after bad date. Got it.
Yes.
And he's doing it.
This is on Inside
this
Edition.
Dude is suing this woman.
Oh, I've heard
for
about this.
During their first date. No joke.
She was behaving as though this behavior was perfectly normal. So much so that I actually thought to myself, who does this?
Brandon Besmore met Crystal Cruz on
He looks
Bumble,
like the laser that was behind him.
When he said, who does this?
He pointed to his temple.
He pointed to his brain and show us how he thinks.
This is where thoughts come from.
He took her to see Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 on Saturday night at this movie theater in Austin, Texas.
This kind of sounds like
Brandon
Paul Scheer.
$17.31 for each ticket. The date was going just fine.
He's reenacting it.
About 15 minutes into the movie, the phone comes out. It's text, read. Text. I mean, it was nonstop.
My best friend texted me to make sure I was okay on my date. It was about a total of three texts.
Do you think your texting was obnoxious?
No, not at all.
But Brandon says he really got fed up.
I said, maybe you can take it outside.
Ooh,
kicked out of movies for things like this.
Oh, he's trying to protect her.
She says, I'll be right back. Stands up, leans in, I'll be right back. Never saw her again.
Ah. Not a good match, move on. But not Brandon. The next day, he sent Crystal a text demanding his $17.31
Whoa,
back.
Whoa, 31 cents.
Your behavior Saturday was not only rude, but it cost me
31
money.
Cents?
I want you to compensate me for the $17 movie ticket. Will you do this, or do I have to pursue the money in small claims court?
I text him back. This is insane. I am not paying you back for the date. I laughed it off because I didn't believe that it would come to this.
But he meant it. Here's the paperwork Brandon just filed in small claims court, demanding $17.31. He even claims Crystal's texting habit is a threat to civilized society.
Whoa.
We thought we could help mediate, so our Megan Alexander brought Brandon and Crystal back to the movie theater where the date
was set. Oh, they're in front of each other yelling.
Crystal has something she wants to say to you.
What do you want to say, Crystal?
The date just didn't work out, and $17.31 if you can just leave this alone.
I do accept the apology.
Here's your
$17.31. Let's count it, right? Just to make sure it's all here. $16.17.31.
What an asshole.
I appreciate this.
It's settled?
It's settled, man. Time to withdraw this court case. Absolutely. It's settled.
Don't bet on a second date for these two.
He's not going to date anyone after that.
No. He's so pleased with himself.
I would have been on his side if she had done like 20 texts, but I feel like three is okay.
Would you be on her side? Would you be on his side if he just she just left in the day without doing something rude, left in the middle of the date, and then he said, hey, you know, I spent $17.31 on that date, you know, and you just walked out without ever saying anything.
I think I might be on his side. It's douchey to ask for your money back, but I'd at least think that she was wrong for doing that. But he was rude to her.
He was rude to her. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe you should take this outside.
Maybe you should go outside.
That gave her permission to leave in my mind.
Oh, yeah. I mean, take it outside all the way till she's inside at her house.
Judging a book by its cover, he did look like such a fucking asshole, too.
He looked like the person you would think the story would be about.
Is it because he's bald?
I think that the smug smile
Yeah, he looked really smug. He must be all over Yelp.
Also because he was bald.
I like in these kind of stories, like he had to go pretend to watch a movie so they could film him. Yeah. And I love that he had to spend a day like, all right, now laugh like it's a funny part. Like laugh and nod.
He was nodding as if, I understand this movie, which I don't think anyone has ever done when they watch a movie.
Yes, I understand.
And he's pointing to his brain again. This is where I think about the movie. hey, thank you so much for meeting me here.
Of course. No, right.
I know our date didn't go all that well last night, but that's what I wanted to bring you back here to talk about.
Hey, do you mind if I order something?
I do mind if you order something. This is kind of what I actually wanted to talk to you about.
It's lunchtime and we're at the Cheesecake Factory.
Can I take your guys' order?
No, you cannot. Sir, you cannot take our order.
Here we go again.
We're sitting at a table, so...
We are sitting at a table. Does that mean we want to order something? No.
Okay, I'll come back. I'll give you a moment.
Please, give us several moments.
Do you want to drink your drink order in?
Can I get an
nothing,
Arnold
nothing,
Palmer,
no. No, no, no. This is the prop...
Okay, I'll let you guys think about your drink order, too. I'll be right
back. Yeah, we need quite a few moments.
What
this is part
is
of the
your
problem.
Problem?
Last night, I took you to a restaurant.
Yes.
We sat down, and without checking with me... You just ordered a salad off of the menu, and then they brought it, and then you ate it, and then I was out $13.53.
Is this what you were upset about last night?
Yeah, I was upset about it last night. I continued being upset into the morning, and now it's noon.
With,
now
her,
it's
with her girlfriends. You know I always support you, but did you order the salad when he asked for the drink order?
I just was already knew what I wanted to eat.
Honestly, it doesn't. It's hard on this one because
I need you guys
to
have my back.
I want to have.
And then you ordered a drink that came with the entrees.
Yeah, they came at the same time, but that wasn't my choice. That was the waiter did that.
It is weird to order your salad with the drinks.
I don't think that's what he was mad about. He was mad that I didn't ask his permission first.
Hi, can I take?
That's creepy.
Can I take your order, guys?
We need a few moments, please. We are working through something.
Are you sure? Drinks while you're working through.
The hot fudge sundae, please.
What? Before we even get our drink orders?
Sure. Yeah, no problem. Hot fudge sundae?
I just know what I want for dessert.
No problem. Hot fudge sundae? Do you want nuts on that?
No. Can I have nuts on the side?
Nuts on the side.
I mean, the sundaes are already pre-made. I could try
they
to
are?
Pick, yeah, I could try to
the
pick them up.
The sundaes come pre-made? You don't make them in the kitchen?
Yeah, look, we buy them wholesale.
Hot fudge sundae.
We don't have an ice cream maker in the back. If
how
that's
does
what
the hot
asking.
Fudge get hot and the ice cream cold if it's
pre-made? We heat up the entire thing.
A couple of weeks later at art gallery opening, it's not that we're mad at you about the whole argument about pre-made parfaits. That wasn't it.
That was sincerely
when you ordered. It's when you ordered the parfait.
Do you understand?
We hadn't even ordered our drinks yet.
Yes. I just don't.
I feel like you're not getting it.
Hi, guys. Do you like the art? I'm the artist. Yeah. I'm selling some
of
these pieces.
We're just looking right now.
I'm selling any of these. So if you want any of these, just, you know, let me know.
Backstage 5 minutes later, the art guy. Like I told you, I think you're a little aggressive with people.
Well,
you don't even give them time to take in the art, and you're pushing it on.
I know, but I mean, I need to sell these paintings.
Okay,
it's
but
been
allow
really
them
bad
to at
home.
Least take in the art for a second.
I kind of figured, you know, I saw that woman on the news about the date, and I know that she liked to order things right away. I thought I would
you were
get
targeting her.
Yeah, I thought I would get in there, and maybe
I didn't
she
get
would
your
order.
Plan. Go back order, out there.
Okay,
sorry. Can I return this painting?
You want to return my painting?
Yeah.
What's wrong with it?
It's just not, like, I bought it and then...
She dumps it out of a sack onto the floor.
Do you mind not dumping it onto the ground, please?
Well, I mean, where else would I put it?
You would hand it to me politely, maybe.
Hand you a painting?
No
one's ever done that before.
No one's ever handed anyone a painting?
No.
One of the gallery cats comes up and scratches the painting and rips the canvas.
Oh, my God!
Well, now I'm interested in it again.
Hey, stop petting that cat over there, please.
We cut to a cocktail party. Oh, I love your new art.
Oh, thank you.
I've never seen this rip choice.
Yes, it was created by a cat who took
a
terrible piece
Catherine?
Of art. No, an actual cat.
Stop it.
Yes, I'm not kidding. It just
stop
took,
it.
Well, I mean, what? I don't understand.
Are you making this up?
Are you mad at me?
Not mad. I can't believe a cat does art.
Well, your third brow is very focused down.
It's this movie I'm doing.
Hi, can I take your order?
The hell?
Hi, this is my caterer. He has all the food.
I have all food.
Your one word suggestion from Twitter.
Humans, I'm looking at these Twitter suggestions. We got to go straight up words now. Let's see. I'm going to give you three words, see if it reminds you of a story. Scissor says Katrina McGriddle. Come on, Katrina. That's not your name. Scissors. And
are you upset that people on Twitter aren't using their real names?
Katrina McGriddle is so sad.
Emoji, too. Do you get extra credit if you have an emoji of your word? Hmm. Kerfuffle doesn't have an emoji. Brian Monique, monkey. Chris Harrington
says... Are you deciding how to pronounce monkey?
Monkey?
You think I was having trouble with the word monkey?
Monique?
You think his name is Brian Monkey?
I don't know.
Katrina McGriddles.
How do you pronounce M-O-E-H-N-K-E?
Monkey.
Exactly. Let's see here. Oh, come on with the co-fe-fe. They're going to think this came out 3 weeks ago. How crazy is this that two people in a row.
Row co-fe-fe?
Yeah. It's fucking
nuts.
Is
that how you pronounce it? Co-fe-fe.
That's how I decided to pronounce it.
Yeah. Did we all come up with because of the gif-gif situation, we need to... Really settle on one.
Yeah, we all have to know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kofefe? Kofefe?
Kofefe.
Kofefe.
Someone put de-evolution here, which is really weird.
You're wearing a Devo shirt.
I'm wearing my Devo shirt, so it makes me wonder if they saw me today.
Where would they have seen you today?
I don't know. Driving would be the only place.
Did you go to a Devo concert this morning at 6 a.m.? And buy that shirt there?
Then he would be at the Devo concert too, so it would be so weird.
That does make me think of a Devo show I went to. Before they tore down that Hollywood Park racetrack, and it was this kind of like janky horse racetrack, and to get people to come a couple years ago, they started doing every Friday. It was like
to get them to come to the horse races?
Come to the horse races. Okay. It'd be like $1 to get in. There was like no minimum bets. They'd have $1 beers and $1 hot dogs, and then at the end of the night, they would have a band play.
Would they race the horses?
That sounds fun.
Yeah, the band would race the horses. And it was, so you'd like go and you'd bet, and it was super fun. And the bands would be like, I saw like Joan Jett there. I saw.
Sweet. I remember then, the English Beat, I think.
Yeah, English Beat. And then bands like One Hit Wonders, like What I Like About You. What,
the Romantics. They had two hits, but Talking in Your Sleep, but that's all right.
right. And Devo played. And it was incredibly fun. So you'd go and you'd bet on horses and they'd
Are they
around.
In the middle of the track?
No, you'd all have to like slowly shuffle over to the side where they had a deeply unimpressive stage set up. And like people would go and it'd be a weird range of sort of like young people and then like all the way up to people that clearly just went here every day to bet on horses and then would just go over and like sit silently and watch Joan Jett play. I remember one of the bands, like Devo was great, but they were all really fun. And I remember one band's, it might have been the Romantics being like, okay, and they did their set, and then they're like, hey, okay, so they told us that if we do an encore, if we pause for an encore, you all will leave. So we're just going to keep going. And they said it in like as if this wasn't like
a weird,
a crushing
situation.
Thing to say. We're like, hey, we're told that you're just kind of here because we also are just kind of here, and it was a whole drive to get out here and everything. And they played What I Like About You twice. They like came back around. That was it. And I remember going like, oh, you didn't even have to do that in part at all then.
that was unforced. No one asked you to play a song twice.
Play the same song.
So did they open up with that song?
No, they did. And they were like, they knew what this was.
Did they open with Talking in Your Sleep?
No.
Their second hit.
I do, but you say that reminded me of all of us going like, they have one song and then they played that and the whole crowd kind of going,
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. Like, everybody was united in this. That's right. I know this song. I remember when Devo played, they did, what's their
working
baby baby character? And they put on the baby mask. Yeah. They did a long section of the set. Was that baby character like waddling around and kind of singing and kind of doing bits to the point where it was great. And then they stopped and they tore it down. There's no punchline to that story. It's just a
Devo tore it down.
Devo tore down the Hollywood Park stadium.
It was amazing. The concert
it was great.
Amazing.
Yeah, really a once in a lifetime show.
What should we do for encore if we open up with our hit?
This is going to sound crazy, but what if we got some tools and tore down this place?
And then people will forget that we didn't do an encore?
Yeah, I mean, look, let's be honest. They're going to leave if we pause even 60 seconds. So instead, we pass out some tools at the beginning of the set. We get them all hyped up. We go, hey, at the end of the show, we're all going to tear this place down. And then the place is torn down. I mean, you know, it takes a village.
I think it's interesting because why is an encore got to be music? You know, isn't
exactly.
An encore anything you do after the show? I think this is like a really cool, interesting thing for us.
Exactly. You know, why does anything have to be music?
Yeah, why does anything have to be music? I'm asking you. This isn't hypothetical. Why does anything have to be music?
Okay. It's just that we come up with these ideas, and it's going to come time to do that, and we're going to realize, what can you really do with tools? Don't you need like a wrecking ball to really tear down a whole building? And then we're going to look like jackasses up there, like we don't even know how to do demo.
Do we look like jackasses if we brought a wrecking ball?
You see, now you don't know. You're just throwing this out. You have no idea how much it costs to rent a wrecking ball, get a permit.
Hey, guys, I wasn't paying attention to the whole conversation, but what if we did our hit a second time?
They would fucking hate us. That is so unrealistic.
What? If that's why people love us.
Tom, we talked about that. We moved on. What I think we all agree that we're going to do is tear down the venue. We're going to hand out
tools. We all agreed on this.
Like hammers, wedges, and tear it down.
Wrecking balls.
Maybe we just like sing our hit again while we're tearing down the venue.
I mean, we could hum it.
Oh, yeah, my God. Now it's doubly unrealistic. So we're operating power tools and a wrecking ball while we're playing our instruments?
A hammer and a wedge aren't power tools. Those are simple tools.
How long do you expect this demo to go on?
Like a fortnight?
Yeah, probably a fortnight if I had to guess.
Yeah, like a fortnight, a simple fortnight.
I really don't get what the issue is, but this seems like a great idea. I want to commend you that was a great idea.
Thank you so
much. I don't know
why
we're shitting on it.
We cut to some state troopers talking to the owner of the venue. We hear them mumbling about curfew, and it's midnight, and people are having their tools taken away. What did I tell you? There's a fucking curfew. We can't demo past midnight.
I didn't even think
you
about that.
You're paying $500 a minute, guys. You passed the curfew, $500 a minute.
Now we look like total fucking assholes. We didn't complete our encore.
We didn't even bring half of this place down.
No, not at all.
Barely even the stage.
This
even
wedge
if we
was
had
useless.
Said, let's bring down the stage.
This wedge should, has just helped
we
me.
We should have brought some power tools.
Yeah, but it wasn't part of the original idea, was it?
He wanted to bring power tools, and you were like, oh, let's just bring hammers.
Guys,
and everyone,
wedges.
Everyone's kind of down. What if we did our hit again?
We're not going to do our hit
We're
again.
Still no overtime.
$500 a
still, we leave on it up, you know?
Our song, our hit is like 12 minutes long, too.
We cut to Alex at the Guitar Center, and he's looking at a brand new guitar and how much it cost.
Look at that.
Hi, can I take your order? Do you want any of these guitars?
I just want to know how much this guitar is here.
How much this guitar is?
Yeah.
It's really nice. It's
thank you.
$1,271, 71 cents.
$1,271 and 71 cents.
$1,271.71 is a better way to say that.
And he thinks, we see his thought balloon as he thinks about the...
Why are you
the,
pointing at your brain?
Hold on, it's happening in here.
As we see a price tag on a jackhammer, which also happens to be $1,271.
Shoot. Are you looking at this jackhammer here?
Yeah, and this is $1,271.71 too?
Yeah, I know, weird store.
But, I wasn't thinking that. No, I was actually thinking this is incredibly convenient to my needs.
Okay, I saw you pointing at your brain.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yes.
Is this everything's 127171?
Yeah, everything's 1270. This is the 127171.
Do you know where the alarm clock store is?
Yeah, but it's 506. You're not going to get there in time. Okay. You missed it. Yeah.
Thank you.
Sorry.
I'm going to interpret the name of this store differently, and I'll take everything for 127171.
Shit! We knew someone would do it. I didn't think it would be this soon. We just opened.
Yeah, I'll just take everything.
You're taking everything for 127171?
We went to a cocktail party a week later. Hey, man, can you do me a favor at the party and not bring up that your house is filled with a bunch of shit that costs $12.
You invited me, though. You invited me.
I know,
me.
But I'm just asking not to.
Hey, I got to clear my throat. Hey, I'm invited. I'm the second to arrive.
Oh, man.
Hey.
How's it going?
Hey,
oh,
Josh. We met.
That's right.
Yeah, we met at Daniel. The last party.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I remember the Christmas party.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, you remembered?
Yeah, I remembered.
How come you didn't say it then?
Because I didn't remember, and I was just trying to be polite. Hey, guess what? Everything I've bought, everything in this house is 127171.
You didn't give me time to guess, first of all.
Well, you wouldn't have guessed it.
You're right. That's weird.
Yeah.
Why?
Everything here is 127171.
Everything here individually costs $1,271.71.
I'm so glad you asked that. No, you fuck. Everything here.
Because I see a lot of stuff here.
Yeah, that's what everyone comes in here. And they, look, he's interested. This looks bad on you. Let's get some scampi over here. I wanted to, all this scampi, this was part of the $1,271.71.
All this is included in the one-time payment of $1,271.71?
One-time payment, $1,271.71.
Wow.
And this becomes a late-night commercial as they continue.
I know, this is blowing your mind, but ladies and gentlemen, 1271.71 for everything
so
in
fuck?
Here.
I can't fuck when
now
you
might be thinking about fucking out there in TV land.
I just want to know if literally everything is 1271.71.
Well, I'm not gonna fuck you then. This just drives me up.
Just fuck me while I watch.
I can't.
Hey, keep talking. So
sorry. I just started thinking about something. It was happening up here. Anyway.
Man on the street interview.
Dalton did a street interview.
Oh.
You want to listen to that?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to set it up? Yeah.
First off, Dalton, do you need to apologize to Colleen Green?
Yes.
Let's hear it.
I'm sorry, Colleen Green. We left you out of the most recent best of, and that was a mistake on our part. But okay. It won't happen again, okay. And you'll be in the next one.
All right, Dalton, what's your set up the interview?
So I interviewed I was in Florida last week and I interviewed my Uber driver. It wasn't really a street interview, but he had a lot of interesting things to say, so.
All right.
Was the car in the street?
Yeah.
Yes, the car was in the street.
Qualifies.
This is more of a street interview than most street interviews, I'd say.
Yeah, that's right. You're covering way more of the street than normal. Absolutely.
Yeah, usually it's a sidewalk interview. Mm-hmm.
And he's a bus driver during the year, but an Uber driver during the summer.
It's always the year, though.
Just like kids say.
Say you've learned anything being a bus driver?
Being a bus driver, learning? I learned it from an experience I had, which would have turned out pretty bad.
What was that?
And that was when I was new driving the bus. Mm-hmm. And A little boy, he was, I think it was a first grader, mm-hmm. and I let him out the bus without the parents being there. Mm. And
what happened then?
What happened was that he walked with another little girl that was older, mm-hmm. and followed her. And then they called me, told me, he says, they called me up and told me, now what did you do? I forgot his name, Brian, I think it was his name. What is he doing in this girl's house?
Where were the parents to pick up their kid?
She was an older girl. And that was great because I didn't get in trouble with it. Imagine the little boy by himself.
Right.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah,
that was a bad, bad experience. I couldn't sleep for almost 2 months thinking about the consequences.
Yeah, that could get pretty bad.
Pretty bad. I would have probably ended up in jail.
I don't know about that.
Probably sued me or something.
Yeah, that would have been a job-ending thing.
Yeah, exactly. So, that was a bad experience. And but that, I was new. They didn't mention anything to me about the rules.
They didn't give you any
nothing, like nothing. I mean, I actually mentioned it to my boss, and she said, well, somebody should have told you this because that would have...
And I see at the bottom of your resume, usually where the education is listed, a story in a small font about you leaving a kid by himself at a bus stop?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, I've never seen a story on a resume.
Well, that's a resume that I was writing, and so I just kept writing it, and I wrote it, and that's my resume.
Okay. I guess it's an interesting story. I don't know if it's going to help get you a job, though.
I think it's the main qualification I have for the job is that I wrote that story, and it has a very interesting twist in it, in that you think something's going to happen, and then it doesn't.
To the boy.
To everyone.
Who else would have something happened to?
Me. I could have been put in prison. I could have been assassinated. I could have had ghosts haunt me.
Okay.
None of those things happened, though, so it's a happy ending.
Okay, we're going to pass. We cut to his next job interview, where he's put less of his work experience on it and expanded the story about leaving the boy at the bus stop.
Hi, I'm just reading your resume here, and yes. Wow, what a page-turner.
Oh, and thank you so
much. And I say page-turner because there's 20 pages.
Yes.
Here. I
That's
don't
right.
usually have that much reading to do when I read a resume. I mean,
you're welcome for that.
I did not thank you.
It was felt implied in what you were saying that page turner is never used in a negative situation.
wait, you've never heard page turner used in a negative situation?
No, it's always a positive thing if something is a page turner.
What if it was like that page turner book that I bought caught on fire and I have third degree burns all over my
body?
You
bought a book about page turning?
No, it was a page turner.
You didn't get that job either. We cut to the next job interview where he puts literally a hardcover book called The Boy at the Bus Stop.
Okay. Well, first of all, thanks for coming in with this weather. It's a real page turner out there. I want to commend you.
What do you mean by that?
It's just bad out there.
That's not what page turner means, though.
It's like really raining and windy. Look out the window.
It's
almost a hurricane. Yeah, it's a page turner. It's a real page turner.
Oh, you mean that if a book was out there,
the wind would
blow
it all around, yeah.
I see.
Yeah, it's undeniably.
I don't want to work here.
What?
I don't want to work here.
Okay.
We cut to a publisher.
Hi, this is amazing.
Thank you.
I don't want to hire you for our job of sweeping up
the pages that fall onto the ground.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, occasionally people...
Meanwhile, we see a page sweeper behind him look a little pissed off doing his job.
Yeah, I'm going to be replacing you. Sorry. You're inconsistent with your attendance here. I'm sorry.
You are replacing me?
Yeah, I'm going to be as soon as I find the right person. This is not the right person, obviously.
Well, then fuck it. And he kicks the pile of pages up in the air and walks out.
Chip my page! God damn it! Anyway, you can see we need help
here. He's a real page kicker.
What do you mean by that?
I just mean he literally kicked a lot of pages.
I like your style. I want to publish.
What?
Your
resume?
Yes. It was fascinating. It was engrossing. I know I'm a book publisher and should know more words than that, but those are the two that I always use. It's good is what I'm trying to say.
I have to say it makes me feel very good, but I really just need a job.
Well, tell you what, I could hire you to sweep up the pages.
Great.
In addition to paying you for this book.
Oh, you would pay me for the book?
Wait. Did you think I wanted to publish the book without paying you?
Well, it's a resume. No one's ever been paid for a resume before.
That's true, but when we publish something, we pay the people.
You publish resumes?
But he reconsiders this loophole that he was given the resume, and the publisher decides to put out the resume as a book, and he doesn't have to give any payment to the author. We cut to outside Barnes & Noble, the only bookstore left, with his book, a resume, in the window, because it's the big new bestseller.
Ooh, look at that. That looks good.
Yeah, it's a bookstore. You hardly ever see one of these.
This is crazy.
That's my resume.
What is this bookstore?
No, not the store. In the window, do you see that? The boy at the bus stop.
A resume was a bookstore.
I know. Yeah, that'd be real. I can't even picture what that would be.
Well, it's kind of crazy that a resume is a book.
All right, folks, you got to move it along. Either step inside and buy a book or move it along. No lawyer.
You're not the police. We can stand outside on the
store, though.
You own. Are you Barnes or Noble?
I own this franchise.
You own the entire franchise?
Like, you assholes leave. And you, you've been out here for hours.
Yes, that's my resume.
Hey, I'm not going. You stay here too. I'm not going anywhere.
I'm not an asshole. Why I'm just a guy interested in a bookstore. Sheesh.
He's telling people real to brick. Leave.
You cut to his next job interview where he has pictures of a bookstore.
So what is this?
I don't understand. Do you?
This is where we're
co-hiring you.
Yeah.
Should we like your resume?
Great.
But one of us always tells the truth, and one of us always lies.
Can I get some clues?
Nope.
Yes.
Do you have a job that I could have?
No. Absolutely not.
We do.
Have you read my resume and looked at my pictures?
Love it.
It's terrible.
We cut to their boss. At HR. And it's just something that's being done now that if you're going to give them clues of lying or not lying, it needs to be done in rhyme.
It needs to rhyme? God, that's so short form.
That's such a long form thing.
Your one word suggestion from Twitter.
All right, humans, we have words, we have questions, we probably have another video, would be my guess. Yep. What do you want? Any requests?
Oh, sorry. Are you talking to us?
Yeah. I was waiting for someone listening to chime in.
Caller, you're on the air. Words. Thank you.
Okay. I heard words. Okay. Justin Wern says time. Asshole. Thomas Ward says
are you trying
ingrown.
To figure out how to pronounce worm?
Damn it. Casey McGee, that's better than McGriddle, says removal. Removal, ingrown, or time do anything for you?
What was the second one? Ingrown?
Mm-hmm. Like a nail? Is there anything else that's ingrown?
Hairs? I guess hairs.
Yeah, hair.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
What else?
Removal. I've never been removed from anything.
You never been kicked
like,
out?
Kicked out of a place. I don't think I've ever been kicked out of a place before. I think I've always been a good little boy.
We used to, in my early days in Chicago in our 20s, we would, around like Christmas time, we'd just walk down the street and we saw a party going in. We would crash it, just go in there and just go right to the food and start eating until we got kicked out. We did that a couple of times.
Were you ever? You were kicked out?
Yes, because there were small parties. There were like,
like intimate
30
gatherings.
People. Yeah. One I went to with Horatio, we weren't invited. Was it a holiday party? I think it was. And we just would go right to the food and just sit in front of the food and just eat. And they were like, excuse me, who are you guys? And on the way out, he fucking walked through a glass door. On a dare, not on accident.
What?
He was just going fucking nuts. And he just fucking walked through the glass door and cut himself up and go to the ER.
Joke's on that party.
But there's always that moment of, excuse me, who do you know here?
That happened to me at a party I had
recently. Someone walked
in. There was a guy who, first of all, he was very chatty, which if someone's crashing a party, you don't expect the person to be that chatty because he was like coming up to all of us and engaging us in a lot of conversations.
Ew.
And, you know, like everyone, I just assumed that Kulop knew him or he was with someone. And little by little, everyone was kind of like, who is that guy? How does anyone know this guy? And then my wife was it was like a party talking about the unexploded bombs in Laos. It was sort of a fundraiser thing. And he sat there and he watched the entire presentation and he sat next to me and was like, oh man, this is sad. and I was like, this can't be a party crasher if he's watching the presentation, can it? I mean, in your days, would you have just walked right out?
We got kicked out. People,
yeah, but if a 20-minute conversation about that would have
definitely would have walked out.
He probably felt bad, being like, "Oh shit, I gotta pay for this food somehow. I can crash a party."
He didn't realize that it was a sad party.
Do you think he was coked up?
He definitely was on something because
was he eating the food?
He was eating the food. He was drinking all the stuff.
You also live in a neighborhood that doesn't have a lot of foot traffic.
Yeah.
Like it seems like it was a neighbor.
That's a little few too many clues about where I live. What you mean is there's a lot of foot traffic, don't you?
Scott lives on Hollywood Boulevard.
Underneath one of the stars.
Why would people just be walking by up there? That's very odd.
Yeah, it was weird.
He dressed weird?
What is weird to you?
Dressed like he's insane and hasn't washed his clothes in a long time.
Bermuda shorts, tank top.
He was pretty normally dressed. It wasn't like a dress-up party or anything where he was significantly not dressed.
That's weird. Maybe.
Did you ask him to leave?
No, I'm so averse to confrontation that I think I would just be like, yeah, take anything you want.
Although, you must have kept an eye on him at some point.
I was keeping an eye on him. I was keeping an eye on like expensive things that were in the rooms. You know what I mean?
You're in a neighborhood where people have expensive things.
I mean.
And you have that crystal owl in the window.
Yeah, of course.
The bay window.
That's my pride and jewel. And jewel?
Yeah,
pride
that's
and
it.
Jewel?
Pride and jewel. Perfect.
Thank God. I can still talk.
Who is that guy with the...
You mean Jerry?
Oh, you know that guy?
No, our friend Jerry. Wait, who are you talking about?
I'm talking about that guy who's been talking really loudly with those kind of turquoise glasses on.
Yeah, I'm going to buy a bike one of these days. Just got to find one I like, you know?
Oh, great, yeah.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
sounds
yeah,
great.
Yeah,
with the guy talking about the bike over there?
Yeah.
Or the absence of a bike, I guess. No, I've never seen... him before.
Did you invite him?
I didn't invite. I don't know anyone.
Hey guys, do you guys know who the guy is who's talking to me about his bike?
The absence of a bike, too. You mean?
Yeah, that's right. He doesn't have a bike.
Yeah, I cleared the space out in the garage and everything. You can really see where it fit right in. You know, I got all my newspapers stacked around it, but you can slide it right in when I get it.
Later, one of them corners the guy at the bike. Hey, I heard you talking about bikes.
Absence, yeah.
Yeah. Did you see that guy that I was talking to pointing at you? And I was like, you know that guy with the turquoise? And he was like, absence of a bike?
Yeah, yeah, I saw that guy.
Do you know him?
No, I don't know him.
Yeah, anyway, I definitely am going to buy a tractor at some point. I mean, I got this huge barn. Not a lot of foot traffic in the area, so I kind of figure, you know.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great. Could you excuse me for 1 second?
Sure. Yeah, I guess so.
Hi. Oh, yes, hi.
Yeah.
You were telling me about not having a bike.
Yeah, I'm going to get one, though.
Have you met the guy that doesn't have a tractor?
No, we were just talking about that guy. No one knows
I overheard
that,
too. I felt like he was just doing your thing, but with tractor.
I just thought
it's
maybe
like
you two would hit it off.
Well, that's what you thought?
Yeah.
I thought like he was stealing his cocktail
buddy,
conversation.
Don't have
tractor
things.
Guys and bike guys do not get along.
Right, but you both don't have those things.
Hey, I heard you guys talking about tractor guys. Thought maybe I'd get in on the conversation because I want to buy one. Hey, you're the you don't have a bike guy, right?
Yeah, and you're the you don't have a tractor guy.
Can I talk to you for a second over here?
Yeah, let's go over here for a second in the antechamber.
Hey, do you know either of those guys that you were just talking to?
No way, man. I don't know who either of those guys
who
are.
Who invited them?
Not me.
This is weird.
It's
right?
Super weird.
I've talked to every single person.
We cut to outside as we see a couple coming home from dinner. I think I hear some people in our house.
Holy shit, is this a burglar situation or something?
I think, don't listen.
Yeah, you know, just fill in that space eventually.
Yeah, I definitely hear some. Should we call the police or should we just burst in? Try to take them by surprise.
No,
yeah.
Let's call the police.
You want to call the police?
We cut to the police on the porch, also looking in now. And we came home and there was this party of four men inside our house.
And this is I'm sorry, I just need to talk to my partner for a minute.
Okay, thank you, officer, for coming so quickly.
I don't know these people.
I don't know any of these
Do you
people.
Know who these two people
no
are?
No idea.
I don't know
Why
how
are
they got my
these policemen
number?
Wearing uniforms?
Who are these people? Did you call the police?
I called the police, but they're not wearing uniforms.
I don't think
drove
I know.
Up in a Prius.
I don't think I know these people.
Yeah, the thing about them is they got two wheels. A lot of other vehicles have four. That's sort of the big difference.
We're back inside the party.
Hey, I enough about the bike situation. Uh-huh. I don't think any of us know each other.
What?
Why did you come to this party?
I was lonely.
I was lonely, too.
I was also lonely.
I was lonely.
And we see them start a circle jerk in the middle of the living room. We cut back outside of the couple. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
They're jacking each other off. You guys got to go in there and stop this.
We're going to have to ask you to leave.
Yeah, there is nothing illegal about what's happening in there right now.
It's our house. It's breaking and entering.
Did you bring guns?
Do you mind if I take this owl?
It's beautiful.
It's my pride and jewel. I mean, I don't want you taking...
Listen, my best advice is wait it out. That will sort itself out in there.
Wait it out. This guy obviously has erectile dysfunction, the one I'm looking at over here.
Well, then don't look at him anymore. You're probably making him nervous.
Okay, I guess.
So three of the guys are jacked off to completion and ended up going home. And we cut to the one guy trying to jerk himself off. And the couple's still on the porch.
It's never going to happen.
Oh, God. I can't do it while these people are watching me.
Wait a minute. Do you hear that? He knows we're out here.
Oh, God. Come on.
Ah, he's slapping his dick.
I'm going inside. You guys should have arrested him at this point.
Ma'am, if you walk in that house, then I will arrest you.
Yeah, it's my house. You will be under arrest.
It is against the law to interrupt a man while he's masturbating.
No, one-person circle jerk. I've never heard of that. I want to see
your
badges,
by the way. You guys shut up out there. I'm trying to get my dick off.
Sorry.
If you knowingly interrupt someone while masturbating, that is against the law.
Let me see your badges.
Hold on 1 second.
Run. Just run.
Why is he going to draw a badge? Do we just run?
He's drawing a badge right now.
What?
He's just
drawing. Let me see that.
There you go.
It's a. You drew a sheriff's badge like a fucking Satan star.
Yeah.
It's a. Damn it.
You call that a Satan star?
Yeah.
This is a Jewish star, sir. That is very offensive.
Wait, are you Jewish?
You're under arrest.
Yes, I'm Jewish. I drew a Star of David and I wrote Sheriff in it, and you called it a Satan star. That is very offensive, my friend. I hope this guy comes all over your fucking owl.
Oh, God! That's what did it.
Oh. He just needed someone to hope.
Scott, what do you want to plug?
Hey, man.
CISO? You want to plug the end of it? Hey. Plug up the holes in the ship.
Bajillion Dollar Properties, people can watch.
Still time.
It's great. Comedy Bang Bang Podcast, we're almost at the 500th episode.
Holy shit.
That'll be in about a month. How many years
will happen?
That? 8 years.
Wow. This is going to be a big party. Caviar.
No, I'm not having a party.
Uh-oh. Well, I know where to look because your street... Lots of palm trees.
Oh, shit.
Alex, what about you?
I normally say Bajillion Dollar Properties 2.
The sequel.
Yeah. Yeah. I should run that by you, Scott. I did my own Bajillion Dollar Properties. Is that weird? Well, whatever.
Is it on CISO 2?
No, this is just NBC. you can follow me on Twitter, Fernie, comma, Alex.
There you go.
Anthony. When is this airing?
Tomorrow.
Airing.
Thursday.
This is on TV, right?
Thursday, for sure.
Thursday. Two shows I wrote on are starting this week. Wrecked on TBS, which is a funny show, and Playing House, which is a great show on USA.
Nice.
Both start this week. Wrecked on Tuesday and Playing House on Friday, the 25th.
There you go, humans. And tonight... I'm doing my weed show at the UCB Theater in Chelsea. It's called 420 with Matt Besser at 8 p.m. So if you live in New York or surrounding boroughs, please go to that. And Del Close Marathon. Are either of you guys going?
I won't be there this year.
Not this year. Improv for Humans will be there with the winner of contest for Improv for Humans, which would be Dad Van. They're from St. Louis. They won. I'll be playing with them. You know, Tim Meadows is joining us.
Is this like a group that... won a contest to improvise?
What did they have to do to win?
They competed. They did the Improv for Humans format, and they made, I think it was a 20-minute video, and then those were judged down to a final three, and then they did another show, which was a full hour, I believe, and then those were judged, and Dad Van won. They were awesome.
Great. Very cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
All right, keep being human.
Be a good human. Rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. Tell your friends about the best podcast in the universe. Check out Besser vs. the Audience on Stitcher Premium. Make sure to go to mattbesser.com to find out about his latest projects. Music by Dragon. This has been Improv for Humans.
We are excited to announce the launch of Stitcher Premium. It is the new subscription service that brings all of your favorite free and premium podcasts together under one roof.
Here's the deal. Yes. Explain the deal to me.
With Stitcher Premium, you get access to the same exciting content as Howl.
More than 250 hours of exclusive original shows.
That's so awesome.
I know, right?
More than 120 comedy albums, ad-free archives and bonus episodes.
So, where is Richard Simmons? Where do we start?
If you're a Howl subscriber, this is great news.
With Stitcher Premium, you no longer have to switch apps to listen to premium content.
You can listen to the exclusive Howl shows you love in Stitcher alongside your favorite free podcasts. Your Howl account info, like favorites and playlists and your listening history, can easily be transferred over to Stitcher.
Musical guest.
To learn more about Stitcher Premium, just go to stitcher.com/premium.
Stay flippy.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.
Hey, this is Arnie Niekamp from the Improv Fantasy Podcast, Hello from the Magic Tavern. I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical land of Foon, and I started a podcast. Season 3 has just begun with a brand new adventure to defeat the Dark Lord. If you're a new listener or you've fallen behind, Season 3 is a great jumping on point. And we've got great guests like Justin McElroy.
I sound like a fancy college professor. Eight nuts.
Rachel Bloom.
You want to see my collection of men corpses and one woman?
Felicia Day and Colton Dunn.
You've seen me have intercourse with a variety of species.
It's a bummer.
Andy Daly.
You have the members of Genesis listed, but Phil Collins has crossed out and then circled and crossed out again.
Yes, I have killed Phil Collins twice.
Thomas Middleditch.
Jesus! I mean, Jazos! Ruler of the Eighth Circle!
And that's just the beginning. Season 3 of Hello from the Magic Tavern is out now. Listen in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.